at 7:04 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yes, we have passed the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Yes, this joint is boarded. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played in this last set of the first hour. By request for Winthrop, the Rolling Stones and their version of Money. I got off the best of thingy, or kind of compilation thing. I call them best of. It's not, you know, to me, a compilation is like a bunch of different bands, all, you know, random tracks. And a best of really isn't. You know, I mean, I suppose you could compile them from old albums and old singles, I suppose. But to me, it's an album. Anyway, a best of thingy. Rolling Stones did Money by request for Winthrop. I got off the best of thingy. More Hot Rocks, Big Hits, and Phase Cookies came out in 1972 on London. Not sure what the original release was. I believe it was an EP. For that, Nita Rossi. That's going out to my pals, Tony and Julie. They always dig the girl group sound, and I fit it in at least once or three times a show. Something to Give was the name of the track. Something to Give is the name of the track. It was originally released on the Pi label in the UK in 1966. I got off the compilation Scratch My Back, Pi Beat Girls from 1963 to 68. For that, me and the guys did Why Can't You Be True? Oh, why? I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, Ohio, Volume 2. It was originally released on the Play Me label, 1966. Then we kicked off the set, the last set of the first hour. The Allies did I'll Sell My Soul off the compilation Acid and Flowers, released on the Timothy's Brain label. It's probably their only release. Originally released on the Valiant label, 1966. 7:06. Coming up in 54 minutes will be The Lounge. Danny and Stephanie will be in. Stick around. Meanwhile, we got this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more. We're the Desperate Hours.
Christ's sake.
Look here, girls. Take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on. on, jump in. Come on.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I just played. You just heard a band called the Stratocasters and a track called Can't Go On Without You. It was never released. Unknown date. And from what I got on the liner notes of the compilation I got it off of, which is Last of the Garage Punk Unknown, 7 and 8, came out this year on Crypt. It was a Falcon acetate. So they're from somewhere in Michigan. Well, that the Liverbirds did. He's About a Mover. Originally released on the Star Club label in Germany in 1966. I got off the compilation Destroy That Boy. More Girls with Guitars came out in 2009 on the Ace label. For that Ace song that everybody knows, The Angels and My Boyfriend's Back, 1963 on the Smash label. Before that, Lindy Blasky and the Lavelles did You Ain't Tough, originally released on the Challenge label in 1967. I got off the compilation Looking Stateside, came out earlier this year, a three-disc set. I recommend it strongly. Came out on RPM. You can get it on any from any online retailer and maybe more discriminating brick-and-mortar stores in the area. This week's song that everybody knows before that, but I don't know if it was quite as big as My Boyfriend's Back. The Marvelettes did Too Many Fish in the Sea, a single released on the Tamla label in 1964. And we kicked off the set with The Gents and If You Don't Come Back, originally released on the Dwayne label in 1966. I got off the compilation I'm a No Count. Came out in 1996 or 95 on Teenage Shutdown. Coming up in about 34 minutes will be The Lounge with Danny and Stephanie and who knows who else. Stick around. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Vega.
Quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yes. You just heard Louise Corday do It's So Hard to Be Good. It was originally released on the Decca label in the UK in 1964. I got off the compilation Love Hit Me. Decca Beat Girls from 1962 to 70. Came out earlier this year on Ace. For that, the jury did Who Dat? Got that off the compilation Trash Box. It was originally released on the Post label in 1966. And a little break for some levity. The Hoppity Hooper theme, or one of them. Before that, the Uptowners did Down the Pike. Single that was released in the Minute label, 1969. The Cardinals from Greece. This is something the Dinos had given me years ago. An EP, self-titled EP, The Cardinals. And She'll Be Back, released in Greece in 1996 on the Golden label. If you ever want to get a hold of me, you want to send that bump, I'll make a WAV or an MP3. You can email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at verizon.net. You're on social media and admit it, you are. Facebook, go to the Facebook page for the show and like it. It's the Desperate Hours on WMFO. Check it out. Only bug you once a week. Coming up in about 17 minutes, they're going to be the lounge with Danny and Stephanie. Yep. There we go. I'm ready to roll. Let's take this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Yeah. Drives the most expensive car because second best never enters his mind. He'll bet $100,000 on the turn of a card because he don't believe in losing. And he's about to take on a small army with TNT. He means, tain't nothing to it. There's only one stud who could rip off New York, ruin Rome, and stay alive to run a number in Africa. That Superfly dude is back, black and beautiful. He's twice as cool, twice as sly, twice as deadly in Superfly TNT.
I'm Superfly.
Ron O'Neill is Superfly TNT, a 6-year production from Paramount Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent.
Pole, pole, musei na piga ongoma, oto mingi mikucheza, watoto mwanataka, Afrika kulala. After he's played hard all day and slumber time comes his way, you'll see that manly little fella kiss his ma and tell her everything's okay. Vitue kidogo wa kulala, na kuenda kulala. softly sings him an African lullaby. Africa, cool, la. Bitwe kidogo wa kulala.
Are my methods unsound?
Will the stars still shine in the sky? But you're not here, oh no. The moon still sheds its heavenly light. You're not here for you. I sit here all alone in the night. Night wind go whistling by. Well, I can get no reply. Cause you're not here. Oh, no.
In the night and I cry, oh Lord, what can I do?
58 and they're playing that song, you know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse, from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., whether you like it or not, Eastern Time. Hi.
Hi.
Anyway, let me explain away this last set of the evening before they throw me out. You just heard the tempos, and you're not here. I have no idea when this was released, or the original release date, but I got it off a compilation, Green Crystal Ties, Volume 5. And then before that, you heard African Lullaby by Eartha Kitt. That is 65-year-old vinyl, baby. Anyway, it released on RCA Victor. Before that, Superfly TNT Spot. Before that, Chain Link Fence from 1985 on the Throbbing Lobster label and Generate from the EP Fireworks. And we kicked off with the Tormentors and She's Gone. Well, Stephanie's here. Yes. And we're going to have the lounge with her and Danny. So stick around. I'll leave you off with some traveling music. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. Take care.